Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello there. It's good to have you with us on this Friday edition of our program. I'm just so thankful for today because it brings to a conclusion a marvelous two-week series that we've been enjoying on the early Christian life of Derek Prince. And frankly, that wouldn't be that exceptional. There are so many spiritual biographies out there and so many people who have given their testimonies, except that Derek's was one of the most unique I've ever heard. Basically, a non-believer, unchurched in every way, and yet a Cambridge grad, who went as a conscientious objector into World War II, became a medic in North Africa during El Alamein and the battles under Montgomery. Fascinating time of history. And yet God was meeting him right there on the desert floor, teaching him spiritual truths, teaching him about fasting, teaching him about healing, teaching him about prayer and intercession. It is a fascinating story because it's as though we put the spiritual life into a laboratory and we are able to examine under our microscope exactly the lessons that God was leading Derek Prince through. And it helps us to know what we need in our own lives. Now listen, if you have missed any of this, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org and you'll find not only this wonderful two-week series, but all sorts of other resources, including, as we mentioned yesterday, some actual video of Derek teaching a series very much like this. So let's go straight to listen now to Derek Prince as he teaches us about God's medicine bottle and how we can be healed through the power of God's Word.
Yesterday, I shared with you how I became sick with a skin condition and had to spend a year in various military hospitals in Egypt. As I lay there, week after week and month after month, I went through tremendous inner battles in my mind against doubt and depression. But finally, the Holy Spirit directed me to the answer in God's Word, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The words that became so real and vivid to me were, faith cometh. If I did not have faith, I could acquire it. There was a way to get it. Faith comes. How does faith come? By hearing. Hearing what? God's Word. So if I needed faith, I could acquire it. If I would carefully listen to what God was saying to me through His Word, the Bible. I decided to do that to the best of my ability. I had a particular way that occurred to me. I armed myself with a blue pencil. I decided to read through the entire Bible from beginning to end and underlined in blue every passage that related to four related themes: healing, health, physical strength, and long life. It took me about 3 or 4 months to do that, and at the end, when I'd finished and looked back, I had a blue Bible. I saw that healing is one of the main themes of the Bible. Healing is one of the main provisions of God for His people. My image of God changed. I'd always pictured God as a kind of old gentleman who didn't like to be troubled, who was remote and unapproachable. And although my image had begun to change after I came to know the Lord Jesus, there was a residue of that attitude in me. But now I began to see God as a loving Father, one who cares for His children, one who makes every possible provision for His children, one who always wants the best and is able to provide it. So I'm going to share with you today the second part of this story. I'm going to share with you how, after faith had come, faith in turn led me to healing. As I continued studying the Bible and seeking the truth about healing, I had one particular mental problem which was doubtless due to my background in philosophy. It was hard for me to accept statements in their plain, straightforward meaning. When I look back and remember that we spent one term discussing whether the desk the philosophy professor was speaking from was really there, I can see how in a certain sense philosophy had trained me to doubt even the simplest things. And this was a kind of mental problem that still troubled me even while I was reading the Bible and underlining in blue. It seemed to me that there were some things that were so simple they couldn't mean what they really said. And especially about physical healing. I still had a sort of residue of what I would call a religious view that the body isn't really very important. God doesn't care much about the body. God cares about the soul. That's going to go to heaven and be with God. But the body is corruptible anyhow, and one day it's going to die. And God isn't really too concerned in the meanwhile whether our body is well or sick or how it gets along. Now, there were many, many statements in the Bible that contradicted that, but I found it hard to take them at their face value. For instance, in Psalm 103, David says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." That was so clear. But my philosophic mind said, but that's only diseases of the soul. That doesn't mean physical diseases. That means mental and emotional diseases. Subsequently, I've studied the Bible in the original language, and I've come to see that's a completely impossible way of representing the meaning of the Hebrew word soul. But at that time, it was a real problem for me. I said, sure, God heals, but he's really interested in spiritual healing. He's not much interested in our physical bodies. But then one day, the Holy Spirit directed me to a passage in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22, and this is the passage that got me out of hospital. And I want to emphasize the importance of being directed by the Holy Spirit. He's the one who directs us to that particular portion of the Word which represents what we need to give us the faith that we need at any given moment. This is the passage in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. Remember that reference, Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. If you don't have a Bible with you, remember it and look it up when you get an opportunity. This is what God says, "My son," he's talking to his children, to those who know him personally, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." And when I got to those last words, "health to all their flesh," I said to myself, that settles it. Not even a philosopher can make flesh mean spirit. Flesh is flesh. It's my physical body. And God said he's provided health for all my physical body. And then my philosophy helped me because I said to myself, logically, if I can have health in all my physical body, there can be no room for sickness anywhere. Sickness and health are opposites. Where there's sickness, there isn't health. Where there's health, there isn't sickness.
You know, I've spent a good deal of my life studying the great spiritual biographies of the Christian church, the great leaders from Luther and Augustine and many of the great leaders. And time again, it's when they're on their back, it's when they're ill or they're knocked out of commission that God meets them. It's as though they have to be pulled out of the routines of their lives so they can have fresh revelation. This is what happened with Derek Prince. There he was in a hospital, a military hospital in Cairo, and that's where God taught him for a year how to walk in the great truths of healing. We, however, can walk in these truths without having to endure the same sidelining that they endured. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Across more than 50 years of ministry, Derek Prince experienced many extraordinary encounters with the presence and person of God. For those who have wished they could have spent some one-to-one time with the man and heard him share details of these encounters, we are pleased to make available The Next Best Thing, delivered in a heart-to-heart style. Derek's message, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, brings you his personal account of his encounters with Almighty God. In this special audio CD, you'll hear how Derek discovered the reality of God and experienced the tremendous power of his Holy Spirit. You'll enjoy wonderful stories of God's supernatural power working in his life and the lives of those around him. You'll be encouraged by the faithfulness of God and drawn to press more deeply into his presence, which is why we want you to have a copy of your own absolutely free. To get your copy of this exceptional audio CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, free and postage paid, simply request it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and this special CD are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, thrilled that you're with me here on this Friday as we're concluding a two-week series on great truths that have come out of the early life of Derek Prince. We're calling it all kinds of things, Discipled in the Desert, God's Medicine Bottle. These are the titles that Derek gave to these marvelous teachings about the early experiences that he had with the Holy Spirit in North Africa as God met him. And they're so valuable for us because they show us the great foundational lessons of the Christian life. Let's listen.
This is the passage in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. Remember that reference. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. If you don't have a Bible with you, remember it and look it up when you get an opportunity. This is what God says. My son, he's talking to his children, to those who know him personally. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. And when I got to those last words, health to all their flesh, I said to myself, that settles it. Not even a philosopher can make flesh mean spirit. Flesh is flesh. It's my physical body. And God said he's provided health for all my physical body. And then my philosophy helped me because I said to myself, logically, if I can have health in all my physical body, there can be no room for sickness anywhere. Sickness and health are opposites. Where there's sickness, there isn't health. Where there's health, there isn't sickness. And then I looked in the margin of the Bible I was using, and the alternative reading there for health was medicine. So I saw that God had provided medicine which he guaranteed would give me health in my whole physical body. And so I determined to take God's word as my medicine. I saw that God said it was his words and his sayings that would be health or medicine to all my flesh. Now, I was a hospital attendant, and of course, one of my jobs had been giving people medicine. And again, I decided to be simple. I decided to be down to earth. I said to myself, I'm going to take God's word as my medicine. Then I said, how do people take medicine? The answer used to be in those days, three times daily after meals. So I said, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take God's word as my medicine three times daily after meals. So I decided to take God's word as my medicine. But as I did that, God spoke very clearly to my mind. He said this. He said, when the doctor gives you medicine, the directions for taking it are on the bottle. He said, if you want me to be your doctor, this is my medicine bottle, and the directions for taking it are on the bottle. You'd better read them. So I looked back at the passage and I saw that there were four clear directions for taking God's word as my medicine. The first, attend to my words. I had to give very careful, undivided attention to what God was saying. This was in line with what I'd already seen about how faith comes. Second, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Now I saw that inclining or bowing down my ear meant bowing down my whole head, because you cannot bow down your ear without your head. And I saw that bowing down my head meant taking a respectful and reverent and humble and teachable attitude toward God. Again, the problem came up that every time I read in God's word about God's goodness and his willingness to heal and provide, I said to myself, that's too good to be true. I really couldn't be understanding it right. And after I'd done that many times, one day the Lord spoke to me when I took that attitude, and he said this. He said, now tell me this, who is the teacher and who is the pupil? And I thought it over and I said, Lord, you're the teacher and I'm the pupil. And the Lord said, well, would you mind letting me teach you? And I saw that's what it meant to incline your ear, to stop arguing, to stop telling God what he ought to have said and to believe what he was saying. You see, I was like many other people. I approached the Bible with my mind made up in advance through tradition and background as to what God ought to have said. And if God said something different from what I thought, it was very difficult for me to hear him at all. So the second instruction is incline your ear, bow down, be humble, don't argue with God, be teachable, let him tell you. The third was, let them not depart from thine eyes. I saw that I had to keep my eyes focused on the promises of God, that if my eyes strayed from God's promises to other kinds of suggestions or other kinds of teaching that were not in line with the word of God, then I didn't receive the healing effect of God's word in my body. And the fourth was, keep them in the midst of thine heart. And I saw how true that is psychologically. God uses the eye gate and the ear gate. He says, incline your ear, focus your eyes. In that way, through the ear gate and the eye gate combined, my word will come into your heart. And when it's in your heart, it will provide healing and health for all your flesh. The very next verse of Proverbs says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And that's very true. What you get in your heart is going to determine the issue of your life. So I took God's word as my medicine 3 times daily after meals, faithfully, for about 3 or 4 months. And I cannot go into all the details, time is running out, but I received complete and permanent healing and health. And I've walked in that health for nearly 40 years from that day until now. So God's word is true. You can trust it. He does provide health to all our flesh. As I look back now on that situation in which I found myself, I see that I was at a kind of crossroads in my life. I was confronted with the clear truth of God's word, but as a philosopher, I found it difficult to believe it so simply. And I realized that I had 2 alternatives. I could go on making things complicated and stay sick, or I could be willing to make things simple and get well. And looking back, I'm so glad that I was willing to make things simple and get well. And let me offer that advice to you. Make things simple, believe God's word, and get well.
You know, I hope as you listen to this great story of healing out of the life of Derek Prince, that you'll put it into operation in your own life. If you need healing, if you need some improved area of health, I urge you to take the Word of God regularly and daily, like Derek did, like medicine, and let it be the medicine that God has called it to be in your life. Let's not just listen and not do. Let's do what Derek modeled for us. There's more to come, including Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, joining me here in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
He was a remarkable man, and his life was an extraordinary journey of adventure, discovery, and redemption. Now, Stephen Mansfield, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Faith of George W. Bush, has captured that journey in Derek Prince, a biography, a frank, transparent, and fascinating account of one of the 20th century's great spiritual leaders, from England's most prestigious universities to the battlefields of World War II to the drama surrounding the birth of the nation of Israel. This new biography makes you an eyewitness to history while it brings you life-transforming spiritual insights. Derek Prince, a biography, is yours for only $19.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. Shipping is free. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Like Derek Prince, you too can triumph over tragedy with the power of the Holy Spirit. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Joining me in the studio today are 2 fine gentlemen, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett, who's always wonderful to have with us and bringing perspective and understanding. Dick, great to have you here.
Thanks, Stephen. Great to be with you again.
And also the smartest man I know, David Holland, who's with us often, one of the producers of the show and who always has great material for us as well. David, great to have you here.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks. Hi, guys.
Now, Dick, you know a bit more about what's going on out there with partners and supporters because you travel amongst them so much. And I think you're seeing the teaching that we're hearing today and over the past few days lived out amongst some of the supporters in some dramatic ways.
Well, it's amazing. That's the one comment that I have that comes to me most frequently from friends and partners is that they testify to the fact that Derek's teaching and what he imparted to them, some of them who knew him when he was on this earth, that they're seeing the fulfillment of a lot of what Derek taught, and especially in this area of healing. Just lately, as I've been with friends and partners, a number of them are talking about the fact that they're seeing an increase in healing. Just recently, as a matter of fact, I was with a friend and partner of Derek Prince Ministries who has been completely healed of multiple sclerosis.
Wow.
Now that, I mean, that is a major, remarkable healing that has taken place. And to sit there and talk with her and to hear how God did it, it was almost like listening to step by step what Derek would have prescribed, you know, in terms of approaching healing and how it came into being in her life.
You know, one of the things that I love is the multitude of ways that God brings healing into people's lives. I think that some folks watch Oral Roberts, watch others, and I have a deep affinity for both of those, having gone to Oral Roberts University myself, but they watch that style of ministry to healing,
right,
of healing, and maybe it either turns them off or they think that's just not for me. But so I love the fact that you have testimonies of people who just simply take the scriptures and say, Lord, it's in the Bible, I believe it. Would you do this? And these dramatic miracles happen that some folks would think only happen on a stage with somebody shouting into a microphone. And it's both and, but I love the fact we're bringing the other side.
Yes, and the great thing is that there's this expectation out there that for the instantaneous healing. But one of the things that Derek experienced was a progressive, incremental healing that came as he devoted himself to the Word of God, as he took his medicine daily, basically. And that was the story of this gal who was healed of multiple sclerosis. She had extensive prayer ministry through her church. It kept giving way to the prayers of the saints. And then at a certain point, there was a breakthrough where she really came into complete and thorough healing. But she really walked it through. As a matter of fact, she came from the point where she had actually been in a wheelchair for about 3 years and came out of that and came into healing. So that's just one example from talking with people out there about what God is doing in the realm of healing.
Well, it was an interesting dynamic for me when I first became a believer because I actually got saved as a freshman student at Oral Roberts University. And it was so now you have Oral Roberts, you know, on stage doing the healing evangelist thing that he'd done so well. But at the same time, the Catholic Charismatic Movement was revving up. And I remember Father Francis McNutt was leading great, big, huge healing conferences at the Mabee Center at Oral Roberts University. And the Catholics there taught, and Father Francis McNutt taught, about soaking in prayer and progressive healing and so on. So I had two models almost instantly in my brain. The immediate, God does it right now, you walk off the platform healed, kind of, you know, just the stage evangelist, so to speak. I don't mean that in any pejorative fashion. And then at the same time, you have this sort of Father Francis McNutt progressive, you know, God soaking and working progressively in your life. And I'm thrilled for that example because it's both. It really is both. And I think people who maybe are a bit less dramatic in their personality need to know that it really is about an intimate connection with God through His Word.
That's exactly right. And one of the things that strikes me as you guys are talking is that looking back historically at the way there have been waves of healing that have washed over the shores of the body of Christ, you know, particularly over the last century. And it did come in a variety of ways. There were no formulas. But we did see God moving and healing, and we could very much be seeing something similar right now. One of the greatest places you can go to see how God worked in healing in a variety of ways is the biography of Derek Prince. It really is very instructive. It's extremely encouraging and enlightening. It's available at derekprince.org.
Stephen, as we're sitting here talking, I'm just thinking that it would be wonderful if we could just go to prayer for people who may, right now as we're speaking, have a need for healing out there. And I would just love to have you kind of quarterback that whole effort on our part.
I think that's a great idea, and I pray often on this program. So let me ask the two of you to really pray for the folks out there, and pray in two ways, if you would. One is the instantaneous healing, which we know that God does, and we certainly want to hear reports of that. But at the same time, pray for people to put the dynamics of progressive healing to work in their life in the way that we're hearing from Derek. Dick, why don't you start us? And then Dave, why don't you close us? And then I'll take us out of this
program. Happy to.
Thank you, Stephen. Father, we just come to you right now as there are many listening to us. And for you who are listening, you may have a special need that you want to just lift before the Lord right now. Here's how I would recommend that you do it. Just come to Jesus now and say, Lord Jesus, as you walked on the earth, you healed everyone that you came into contact with very few exceptions. And so I bring myself before you right now. I ask you, you know this need I have. Lord, I'm like the woman who reached out and touched the hem of your garment. I'm reaching right now to touch you. And I'm asking, Lord, that power and virtue would flow out of you into me so that I might receive health and healing and restoration that you intend for me to have. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Mm. Amen.
And Father, I'm mindful that you introduced yourself to your covenant people as the God who healeth thee. Father, that healing is not just something you do, it's who you are. So every person within the sound of our voices right now, Father, I ask you, if they're in need of a healing touch from you, you introduce yourself to them as the God that heals them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Guys, beautiful. Thanks for being with us.
Amen.
Good to be with you again, Stephen.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure and write us at derekprince.org and let us know what God is doing in your life. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again next week as the legacy continues.
To get your copy of Derek's CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, free of charge, call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Call now and be sure to request your free CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online at derekprince.org, where you'll find other helpful resources, including Derek's biography, for just $19.95. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.